Good morning and welcome to Hello Port Hackerton 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Orko Chinedu. It's yet another truly terrific Tuesday right here in Port Hackett, the 17th day of the first month in 2023. The time is 9:11 a.m. on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Well, starting conversations with something that is Port Hackett, something that is River State. Now, you know that if you see a movie and it's a great movie, you can't wait for the sequel. You actually ask the movie makers to make part two. So could there be a return of something that Rivers residents have always loved? A carnival, a festival, Canarive. Everyone is talking great about it. But should it make a return? This hour brings that conversation. And coming up in the next hour, the relations between Nigeria and the UK on paper looks really good. But is that the case in reality? I'll be joined by the Deputy High Commissioner of the UK to have that conversation. And coming up at 11 a.m., if you have done business online as a vendor or as a business owner, what laws protect your interest? As someone who sent money and got fake products, or as a person who sells and is getting something bad from the customer, what exactly does the law say about you and how can you be protected? A legal practitioner joins me to talk about the legal protection for online business. Of course, at noon, that is where the curtain falls on Hello Port Hackett, where the fun never ends. So stick with us.
On your number one talk station,
you get a daily dose of news trends.
Crisis averted in aviation sector after aggrieved unions suspend strike.
Intense conversation.
She's among the ICPC board members. Oh. What has she experienced like in years with Dr. She is there because she has level.
Sports and news to keep you updated all day and every day.
Join the conversation on your number one talk station,
Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Now, if you tell a person to visit your city, there are a couple of questions they will ask. Your food, the environment, of course, security and safety. But one question you would very likely get is, how do the people of your city like to party? What do they do for fun? We're talking leisure, we're talking tourism, and all things attached. If you get those questions as regards Port Hackett, how would you respond? Now, you might say, oh, well, we have a vibrant nightlife, wonderful clubs you can go to. You very likely will say we have, you know, some festivals here and there. The biggest one at this point, Bole Festival. You know, you will give them a sneak peek of what you believe is the entertainment value for Port Hackett. But every time this question comes up, it really does seem like everyone agrees that the biggest festival that has happened in this part of the country, and indeed the world, was Canarive. So what happened to it? Well, communities in River State were busy during the Yuletide, which is the Christmas that just passed, following various events. With such events, the rural economy experienced a boom, but begs the question whether or not this boom can be sustained after the festive period. The Director General of the River State Tourism Development Agency, Yubo Koko, tells correspondent Constance Mega this can be achieved if big brands that sponsor events held in the capital, Port Hackett, also sponsor those in the rural communities.
Their support can reduce all expenses from those who do it directly from their pockets. And like we know, most of these things are done for the feel-good. It's just so we do passive. And I tell them, if you do not tackle it from the authenticity of your arts, your culture, it becomes difficult for us to embrace our own. And these are the things that will make it more sustainable, because the person where they do judge rapper, the way they take time, the area, the kukubita, the ibri, the masquerade, the way they count them.
Now, as you may know, some communities like Opobo held its yearly boat regatta, Isiokpo had a bicycle carnival, and Doni had a beach party. Others held football matches, among others. Some Rivers residents, now this is the interesting part, are not happy that the annual Canarive, which is usually done in Port Hackett, has not been held for years. They want the state government to bring back the carnival, but say it should be held in the local government areas.
When it's well organized, there will be access fee. The process will generate income that will be used for another year. But let us see it as a way to promote our culture and ensure that money comes in.
We don't have to wait for December. The cannabis can be re-strategized. Be aware that looking from July, August, September down, the summer holiday abroad, we can change it here. The culture is still there. If we can still go back and the youth can be empowered through it, we also create education for the younger ones.
From Calabar Extraction, to bring people from various places together to unify local government communities.
We should also take it to the area, and that is where we see the beauty of culture itself.
All right. So if the question you're asking, of course, if you didn't live in Port Harcourt for a few years, is what exactly is Canarive? It was an annual festival held in Port Harcourt. The carnival starts a few weeks before Christmas and lasted for 7 days. During this time, several ceremonies were held, most of which held cultural and sacred significance. So the question is, what impact did Canarive have to the people of Port Harcourt? More importantly, should it make a comeback? My guest is Keo Baba. He's a comedian, activist, and entertainment entrepreneur. Good morning, Keo.
Good morning.
How you doing?
The oracle. The oracle that is not wicked.
You're not sure yet. You're not sure yet. Let me, when I ask you questions, sure. You will know.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us, Keo.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you're a major player in entertainment right here in Port Harcourt, and you've been here for quite some time, a very long time, actually.
Yeah.
So you were definitely here during the Canarive years.
Yes, I was.
I've read a lot, I've heard a lot, but in your words, through your experience, through your eyes, how big was Canarive?
Okay, let me say, there've never been any event, any project within the entertainment ecosystem that it was. There's none that was, and there's none now. We've done our best. We've tried to create a couple of brand, a couple of things there. There's Bole Festival, there's Ununu Festival. I do Gospel Gang Carnival, some people. But you can't compare it to what Canarive was offering. Because with Canarive, you had the publicity was huge.
Yeah.
Yes, because it was funded by the government.
Yeah.
There was enough money to bring the very big in the industry, within the state, outside the state, and even outside the country, it was that big. And the beauty of Canarive too, it was always like you have 1 week, massive 1 week for entertainment, and you engage a lot of people. The economy will boom on its own. That's how big it is. And we've not been able to create something as big as that.
Well, that's because, I mean, you've been trying on a private level.
Yes, we've been trying on a private
level. Can't compare private money with government money.
You can't compare. Not just the money. Also, the you can hire the best hands. Because I know some Dede, Yibokoko, Water, a lot of persons were on board the center of what was happening with Canary. Some of these persons, you can't just hire them. Now, because it was a government project, you can't attract the best to run the event.
Yeah.
When I do my event, I can do within my ability and a few friends. But when the government is handling a project,
unlimited.
Yes, it's unlimited. The resources that you have in terms of human capital, the resources that you have in terms, is massive. That's what Canarive was offering. Yes, so we cannot beat that.
Now, I've seen a few carnivals, maybe not a lot. When you talk carnivals in Nigeria, you're very likely looking in the direction of Calabar. Mm-hmm. I'm talking carnivals in Nigeria. The ones outside Nigeria, the ones that Brazil, that one is on another level. It's another not level. Even, you know, so, but I've seen Nigeria carnivals that didn't live up to the expectation of a carnival. As a matter of fact, I remember one state I would not mention. The carnival looked like an excuse for government to spend money.
Yeah.
It just looked like the government needed to push money somewhere and claim it did something, because even the parade, it didn't really give the quality. Did Canarive present that appeal? Was it up to standard? If you're talking international best practice or what a global standard of a carnival was, or was it just the government saying, you know what, let's spend money and let Port Harcourt people have a good time?
Okay, it was it was sadly, like I tell people, when some of us, we grew to the point where we maybe they will say, you'll be part of the decision makers. When we had the time, like, I know I was a young comedian then, so I didn't have the opportunity as much. Not as young as young, like 3, 4, 5 years already in the industry, but not as much visibility than I have now, because at this point, I will sit on that table. I will get the opportunity to ask. They will ask me, what's my opinion? What do you think about this concept? Yeah. But I can tell you, compared to what was happening then, what was applicable then, Canary was big, was huge. And the standard was good too. People in Calabar will not tell you, they will not want to own up, they will not want to accept that if one city was giving them a run for their money, it was Port Harcourt. I have friends in Calabar and they will tell me that most times when we finish our carnival here in Port Harcourt, the people in Calabar will start blaming their people. See, I didn't do them for Port Harcourt. Yes. I also had issues with people who were managing the carnival.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Who were not doing enough to make sure that the entertainers that were busy in Port Harcourt were also having to make as much money that they deserve.
Yeah.
I had experience where there were a few names. Let me give a accolade to people like Lexi M, people like a couple of persons who were always making sure that put our artists there, get them paid, Yibo and the rest of them. It was also a plus for them. But I can tell you, if we still had Canary, with entertainment, it gets better.
Mm.
I do event. I host event. Every of my brand I've created, I noticed something. Within the next 365 days, you acquire more knowledge, more skilled persons, the people who work with you, the craftsmanship will improve. And when it gets to the event itself, by the time everybody brings the improved experience, everything gets better. And by the time we're doing Canary Reef, what was applicable then, Governor Rotimi Amaechi administration, It was very good for that period.
Okay.
And if it was still happening now, it
would have been better.
Far better, honestly speaking.
All right, we have a break coming up shortly. And of course, the big question is, should Canary make a comeback? I like that KO said that now there are better ideas, more resources, and it can actually be bigger than it was. But does Port Harcourt need it at this time? How did the carnival... All right, we'll definitely have to take this break. After the break, we talk some more. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The voices of Rivers residents asking for a comeback of Canary, which of course was the Port Harcourt Festival. My guest, K.O. Baba, a comedian and entertainment entrepreneur, is still right here. You're welcome once again, K.O.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for you to be a part of the conversation. Do you think that Canary deserves a comeback? Now, K.O., the government should not be in the business of doing business. Because,
okay.
I mean, governments, they're not very good. It's usually the private that you invite for purposes like that. But the government also does not want to put money somewhere and lose it. So when the government puts money together and does a carnival like Canary, how does it get benefits? Maybe not money back, but what is the benefit that comes out of that for Port Harcourt, for River State, and for the Niger Delta?
Okay, some people would say sometimes I sound like an activist, and I don't want to sound that way.
Okay.
Like you just quoted, that statement is what they would tell you. The government doesn't want to put money somewhere. Don't get back. They've been putting money somewhere. We've seen some funny projects. We've seen sometimes they buy cars and build houses and do things for people that will not even benefit the masses in any way. But let's look at Carnival. it is wrong with the assumption if the assertion is like, say, when the government put money here, they won't get it back. Yes, Canary Reef is like, in 7 days, the people in this city who make billions of naira. The fashion designers are engaged, the eateries, the bars, hotel. Even when you go to Canary Reef, in all of the venues, you will see people, hawkers, vendors, yeah, everywhere. And the beauty of that is, that's how tourism works everywhere. The government look at tourism and say, if we take 5 million naira to do this, the people in our city will make, the people in our city, we make 50 billion naira.
The economy.
Yes, the economy. That's what you're looking at. Because a lot of people, that's the people in Calabar, they will tell you. A lot of people are coming. Hotels are booked. Some of my friends went to Kushiri the last December. They said they had to move as far as Eleme to get an accommodation. That's what happened with tourism.
Yeah.
Yes. So it is not a case of, and I can still tell you that that's the government's job. Take it to the bank. That's the government job. Because even people, I had friends who used to do billboards for, who do billboards. I have friends who print t-shirts. I have people. And for those of us who are entertainers, it was like, you know that when you get to the end of the year, there's this 1 million, 2 million naira that you make. So the, you look at the project, you look at the social impact, you look at it from, the point is, the government is not putting 2 million to get 3 million, mm-hmm, but the government is putting 2 million for the city to make 20 million.
Okay. When you put it like that, it's an easy argument to have.
Yes, yes. It's, I will win the argument. And we are all paying tax. We are all paying tax. We'll pay levies and we'll do a couple of things back in our city.
We're going to look at some of the other tourism projects that the government may have embarked on that, you know, would boost the economy. Maybe not as much as Canary, but hey, the government will say, you know what? We maybe don't want to bring this back, but we have other ways that we're helping the economy. But we'd like to hear from you now. The numbers to call us 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Remember, we are live on Facebook and Twitter. That means you can watch as you listen. It is at Nigeria Info PH. The question is simple. Should Canary Reef make a comeback? Call me and tell me. I believe I have a comment here. Living in Sanjoku from Eche says, Canary Reef was used to showcase our rich culture here in River State, and culture is the identity of a people. Every successive administration in the state should continue to organize this annual cultural festival.
Yeah.
It will make every generation to know the culture of their people, promote love, unity, and attract tourism in the state. Investors would also be moved to invest in our dear state. That's an interesting take. Hello, good morning. All right, call back if you can. 070-0923-0923. Over to Facebook. Israel Kelvin says they've been calling for that over the years, but the governor is not interested in that humanly oriented and that it bring joy to the people who live and do business in Port Hackett. We have to wait till December because I believe the next governor will bring back Canary Reef. Now, Keo, people have said that it should make a comeback, but it should be at the community level. So not mainstream in Port Hackett, but, you know, have different small groups and gatherings of people in different communities, still in the name of a festival. Do you agree with this?
I've had a conversation with the Yutibo Koko, yes, the DG of River State Tourism Development Agency. And then we talked, and part of his ideas, and we're talking about this, to make Canary Reef impactful, not just on the mainstream, but you can't say take it away from the mainstream. We are not going to feel the impact.
Mm.
So what's supposed to happen, some of the activities are supposed to be happening at the local government, happening in our local government, happening in different communities.
Yeah.
And some of these communities already have festivals and activities. So if you partner with them, you get the organizers of those events, and then you say, you've been doing this event, this is how you've been doing it. And we are partnering with you to do this event.
Okay.
This is how we want the branding of this event. This is how we want the manpower. And this is the funds that we use to support what you have. You're taking it over. Like, I can't go to Ishokpo to say there is a canny reef. And because there's a canny reef, Ishokpo, don't do your bicycle listing. But I look at it like in Yuba's initiative. You go to Ishokpo and then you tell Ishokpo people, this is how you do this.
Okay.
So because there is canny reef, on this particular day of your festival, this is how we want to brand this. Because a lot of persons will be coming.
It's a collaboration.
Yes, for collaborations. And also, a lot of tourists are coming, a lot of visitors. If we tell them today in Ishokpo, this is happening, they will move from the mainstream to Ishokpo. In Canada, this is happening. Yeah. So, there should be that spread. Because when you just focus on the mainstream, you're depriving the grassroots, and it's also not a plus. But I do not agree with take it to the grassroots, leave the mainstream. I agree with the idea that it's activities are happening in different communities, and maybe in the evening we come to the mainstream, we have our finale, we have some time out here. It makes it awesome, it makes it beautiful.
Let's talk to Muriel calling from Okrika. Good morning, Muriel.
Oh, good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
The Oracle.
Morning.
Sam, see, I will never forget the first Canny River experience.
Okay.
It was in 1988. I was 7 years old then. I've never forgotten it. Canny River 98. You see, these are events that register in the mind. I can still remember the song. Canary 98. I've never forgotten. In fact, it was a day that, see, the things this thing would do to our state or different states, it will kick off that social being in you. It will even bring up upcoming stars, comedians, musicians, people will practice, people will rehearse, it will bring up different organizations. In fact, during that time, there was O'Shea, there was this group that was called O'Shea. In fact, your guest in this room will remember different groups, different clubs will come out, different, see what is happening in Calabar. You see, youth will come up there. It's just something to do. There are some people that will even do business that season. Just that day, do you know the kind of business? Some people will even go travel, buy goods, buy things, buy costumes. It will kick off so many people. These are things that will make people will not forget these things. It will register in your mind. And from Okeka. You see, that's why I praise my King Ateke for this show that comedians, he brings up stars from other states. People pay, hotel services will kick off. There, in fact, the kind of status or economic life, it will do many things.
Yeah.
How can you let these social things to die? They shouldn't, and that's why I praise Amishi. Now, this is one thing I love Amishi for. They should please bring these things back. These are the things you will not forget. Our children will not forget as you're growing up. Oh, let me not talk more. This is
Dr. Kauma.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have said a lot.
Yes, you have said a lot. Because that was when we had the first Canary Reef, 1988. And I think in 2008, yes, Amici administration brought it back and tried to add more colors, created bands. And in one of the Canary Reef, I used to stay in Dube, so my friend and Joe, they said they want people in Dube to have a band. So we're just 2-3. We went and we got into that place. Ibokoko, Marcus Neji, also where the people intervene us. They ask, why do we need a band for your area? You answer, and then they will ask you a few questions. It was an interview, and we.
What did you answer?
Yes, we told them as simple as this: when we get this band, there are a lot of talented people, young boys roaming the streets of Dube.
Yeah.
So the band will bring them together. The rehearsers will make friends, will engage them, and we didn't even waste time. I think our interview was one of the shortest. I said, we engaged. We need to allow people from that area feel the Canny Reef because that's what the Canny Reef was doing too, bringing people. They form different bands, and then they have their costume. It was a plus.
All right, yes. John calls from Rumokuta. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
About the canary.
Yeah.
I'm not in support of any culture that means bringing naked women to come and dance in our city should not be encouraged. Secondly, do you know how much is being budgeted and spent in that cannery?
Tell me.
I don't know them. But I know that the amount being spent on it can build one modular refinery.
Okay.
It can build one factory. Now, do you know that throughout Nigeria, there is no factory producing pepper? And the cost of pepper is going up, and everybody claims to be fighting for education. How are you fighting for education without working to bring down the cost of educational materials? Is this?
All right, John. Now, let me ask you, while it might be expensive to organize, do you consider the idea that the money spent will boost the local economy?
Money spent will boost the local economy, yes, but it's all about consumption.
Am I free to ask you a question?
Makes us to become more and more poorer tomorrow. Why not use that money to put it into a productive venture that will assure us of a better river state tomorrow?
Right, John Keogh has a question for you.
Mr. John, good morning.
Yes.
Okay, since they stopped doing cannery and the money was not spent, how many paper and modular refinery have they built with the money?
I'm not saying that what they are doing is okay, but I'm saying that we should all voice out to give a better direction to the government where we are in need of.
No, but you know you're missing the point. The point is the way entertainment and tourism works is, if the government brings out 2 billion, and say do cannery, the amount of money that people will make within that period, different sector, both small scale businesses, a lot of especially SMEs, the amount of money they will make, if we put it together, they will make billions of naira, and most of these people will still pay tax. Most of these people will still give back in some form. And I do not think that the government bringing out a certain amount of money for tourism simply means that they will not have money again to do other projects.
John, what are your thoughts on that?
No, all I'm saying is that what does not help us now, especially in these critical times that we are into, should not be encouraged.
Okay.
Let us all point on that area that is so critical.
All right. Thank you very much, John. I'm glad the question is, do you think that cannery should make a comeback? So okay. John does not
Listen,
think so. But to the first thing he said, naked women parading in the streets.
Nah, they it's wrong. I didn't see. I know it happens in Brazil. I know it happens in Calabar. I know
it's
a spice of most carnival. But right here, carnivals were not seeing naked girls move. You see girls wear things. They are still wearing it, bum shorts. If you go to Choba now, this is in the party. This is and I also have a problem. I have people that are also spiritual. I'm a religious person. I tell people that I quote Bible a lot, and I'm a godly person. I've seen and I've heard people say they bring to do the traditions, this and that and that. And I have issues with how people assume that everything about our heritage, everything about our culture is fetish, everything about our culture is satanic. I have issues with that. I do not agree. I do not believe that because somebody passed a masquerade pass, you look and then you check that you are dead. We're making this mistake because the beauty of culture too. We're downplaying the beauty of culture. We're downplaying the beauty of heritage. We're downplaying the stories that can tell. You think if most of these things that we are with the abuse, they say, you know, evil man, they wear masquerade. You know, evil man, they drive boots for water, then they sing. We'll all be jumping and be doing it.
Mm.
Yes, all we need to do is to write Bible verses on our shirts and make sure our costume looks churchy. Yes, so when they talk about Canary River and then they talk about juju, and I'm asking where you see the juju, for goodness sake.
No, but you know that there is a packaging. Just imagine, Kale, you and I are in black shirts, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Imagine that there is a perception that any young guy that wears black is a bad boy.
Mm.
I'm in a black t-shirt. I even have beard. You carry dread.
Yes.
So if a person has that perception and they walk into the studio, There's nothing you would do to convince them. Maybe when they now engage with us, they'll say, oh, okay, they're not really like this. So there is a packaging of juju. There's how juju looks. Yeah. There's how juju walks. So anybody who sees a juju-like figure would automatically assume that this is juju.
Yeah, I get you. But,
yeah.
You know, one of the biggest brands in Nigeria, they were doing an event in Calabar. I was privileged to be the MC. So
all right.
What they need to do is to keep, well, they were launching it. They were launching a Radler.
Okay.
So, they were to do some things as if they do jazz and everything, put bottle, and after the team will now change inside.
Okay.
Now, everybody, we sit down for that audience, saying, jazz men come. They were on native attire. Now, I was the MC because I was there when we were trying to do the rehearsals and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a case of an illusionist. This same thing that Igbo people do, like, say, magic.
Yeah.
There was a way the bottle was kept, and when we do this thing, we'll press this down, this old bottle will come out,
yeah.
The drink will now come out, we'll open the calabash and everything. So most of the traditions that we see, and then we call them fetch, is just not be magical. Reals as we people do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not magic in it, but I think the beauty of Canary Reef cannot be overemphasize the benefits, the beauty.
All right. Now call us and tell us if you think the Canary Reef deserves a comeback. And if you want to relive your Canary Reef moments, activate that nostalgia, remind us of what it meant for you, please call 070-0923-0923. It is important that you turn off your radio so we can have a smooth conversation. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is Kunle Tatafo.
All right, go ahead.
My name is Kunle Tatafo.
Go ahead.
Yeah, for those of us who are not indigenous of the state, for those of us who are not from here, some of us had the first class witnessing of Canary Reef. That was in 2008, 2009. And believe me, it was a beauty. But people who have the idea of the Canary, maybe in 1998 when we were not here, maybe they know better. But what we saw when we came to Port Harcourt or River State was a display of diverse culture, a display of unity. You could see people from Awoda cultural tribe, Ogoni cultural tribe, Onne, everybody coming together to showcase one traditional culture or the other. And it was colorful. It was beautiful. For whoever said there was nakedness, we never saw nakedness.
That's what I wanted to ask, actually. I wanted to ask you, did you see naked women, my brother?
No, no, you just say naked women there. They look for even green men and stop them. Boys for all cost trouble, see.
I mean, I think people stand up for those photos stand for the naked men, but there was nothing like that. You know, the procession, I think, starting all the way from Achigari down to Government House area, it was beautiful. You will see people coming out to stand on the street, you know, to how will I say now? These accolades, shout and celebrate their own tribe, you know, celebrate their own culture. It was wonderful. I never saw anything called, what do you call this dance, Ogini dance or something. It was in different groups, in different trailers.
Okay.
I think there are about 13 or 15 trailers. You can imagine different cultures. You will see the one that is decorated with like a dolphin, the one that is decorated like crocodile. It was beautiful. And then you ask yourself, which one is this one? They will tell you, like, Bayer people, okay, this one, okay, that's from Aruda. It was beautiful.
All right.
I think it is necessary. Now, let me quickly answer the man that said...
very, very quickly, please, because I have to take other calls.
If
very quickly.
Why did they go to Dubai? Why did nothing here, Carnival still there? It is because government know what they gain when these people come, the tourism, the money they make.
All right.
They know.
Thank you very much.
For them to increase their economy.
Thank you very much. You know, he didn't see naked women. Maybe he was standing in the wrong part of Port Harcourt. Somebody must have seen a naked woman. Prosper. All right, I lost that call. Peter from Obunabali. Good morning, Peter.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Good morning to your colleagues in the studio.
Good morning.
Right, to be frank, I am the supporter of bringing back Canary back to the university. Since I came to River State in 2000, up to date. That kind of leave, I see it as a way of bringing people together, making people happy. It's just a fun to be with. But when I was outside, I witnessed both their own and our own.
Mm.
And see that kind of leave is something that you make, just like football. Posting football, you spend money, people make money on it. Canary, if you spend money and people make money on it.
Okay.
So I'm against that first caller that said that the money has to be used for whatever.
No, no, no. The caller is entitled to his opinion, just like you're entitled to yours, you know? And it's a personal question. Do you think? So he doesn't think.
Okay. I'm in support of Canary to be back.
All right.
100%.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's look at what has happened in Canary's absence.
Mm-hmm.
Some events have put Port Harcourt on the map. As you were saying earlier, organizing an event at a private level is not as easy as when government is involved. But let's look at the tourism sector. What exactly have Port Harcourt people done for themselves, you know, to have a good time? What festivals, what carnivals, what events, what engagements?
So first of all, I celebrate my colleagues. I celebrate so many, the boys, the girls, the guys, the women, everyone who have been able to create a brand or two. When we get from February, from next month. Yeah, you start seeing, I think Native Fest Carnival is happening soon, Lord Jenny and her team.
Okay.
And then we go on and on, you'll get...
Lord Jenny no retire for events.
Yes, no, we have to. We have to, maybe on another day you will have a conversation on that, because this event keeps our creative and our entertainers busy.
Yeah.
Yes, if we don't create this event, we are not going to have that breakout talent. We're not going to have people make a little money for themselves as well. So what we've been able to do, we've been able to create ideas, we've been able to put fundings together without or with minimal corporate partnership. That's what we've been doing here, and then we've been able to engage the grassroots with our event. We've been able to spot talent, give them platforms. I know the last edition of Bole Festival, if you were there the first day, even the second day at some point, a lot of people got on that stage, and that was just my first time of seeing them perform. When I did my carnival in December, a lot of people got on stage. That was the first time. And you just know that there's no carnival, so we'll just keep our people busy. Now, we don't wait till December, but from February, every month, a lot is happening.
All through the year.
Yes, that's what we've done for ourselves. What Port Harcourt has not done for us is this. Let me say it. They don't come out easily to get our tickets. I understand there's a reality with the economy. But for my colleagues in Lagos, what happens is when you create a brand, create an event, and people see that when I go to this event, I will eat onunu. I go to this event, I will eat bole, I will enjoy music, enjoy this. People align with you, they want to support you. The strongest subsector in the creative industry in this state is the comedy. Comedians, we are lucky to have, yes, we are the strongest. We do the most event, we get the best patronage. But if a musician attempts a concert, it's flop. A couple of this event. I'm a comedian. I say we enjoy patronage, yes, because my event is always few.
Yeah.
Yes, and I wish that to happen to not just my event, to the events that we create that are outdoor, that are music, the dance and everything. So we get more of this patronage. It will give us the resources. We'll be able to make money to break even, make profit. And at once you're doing a project in the creative industry and there is profitability, you develop the ability to keep going, to keep doing more.
That's why we'll even unlock ideas.
Yes, to unlock ideas.
By the time you see some millions in your account, you say, no, we can do it like this.
Oh, you are talking. We've had a lot of young people who've taken off the street too. Lord Jenny have done the same thing, of course, and I've done a lot of that.
Okay.
You know that this guy was a thief before. This guy, they fight before. But now done the dance.
Why thief? Why thief? After a break, of course, we wrap up the conversation, but I'd like to know from Keo, how easy or difficult it is to get sponsorship and partnerships in organizing these events. Please stay with us.
Watch and listen live to 92.3 Nigeria Info on www.nigeriainfo.fm, the only radio station that streams live audio and video online. Catch your presenters in action.
Yes, indeed, we are back and we're counting down. We're down to our final seconds. KO is still here with me. We're talking about the return of Canarive as demanded, requested by Rivers residents. Very quickly, KO, now you've put together a couple of events right here in River State, boosting the tourism sector. How difficult or easy is it to get collaboration, sponsorships and partnerships, you know, with corporate bodies and those who could be of help?
Okay, let me use the word very, very difficult. I can stretch the very, very, very difficult. Yes, difficult, especially for the starters. It's very difficult for some of us that have been for some years now and then we're doing it. And the brand trust, our fan base is still difficult for us. It's very difficult. When you write a proposal, they tell you, take it to Lagos. When you send it as a mail, you check your mail have not been read. If your mail have been read, you just know nobody's fooling it up because in Lagos, the events that they even have within that particular city is enough to consume their budgets. It's like that. So every time you send a proposal from Port Harcourt to Lagos, you hardly get a yes. There are a few brands. I don't want to mention. If you allow me,
I'll
call their
names. Don't mention because I'll have to send a proposal to them.
So they're and they've been very supportive. And that's why Bolle Festival could hold.